안녕하세요. Hello, and welcome back to episode 6 of Learn Korean and Korean Culture. 오늘은 이순신에 대해서 얘기할 거예요. So, 오늘, or today, we talk about the national hero 이순신, who is perhaps one of the most famous figures in Korea. And I honestly can't imagine a Korean not knowing who 이순신 is. He's that famous, and he was an admiral during the Joseon Dynasty. So he was basically the general of the Navy. And he and a story of his valiant death has earned the respect of many Koreans. And if you want to understand the basics of Korean history, 이순신 is definitely a figure that you can't miss. So come along to learn about the Japanese invasion of Korea, the famous turtle ship, and General 이순신. So a quick reminder to follow along with the vocabulary in the vocabulary page linked in the description. 그럼 시작합시다. Then let's begin. (목소리) 지난번에는 조선 왕실에 대해서 얘기해 봤는데요. 이번 주는 그 조선 시대에 이순신 장군에 대해서 얘기해 볼게요. So last week, we talked about the royal families, the Joseon 왕실, during the Joseon Dynasty. But 이번 주, or this week, we will be talking about 이순신, who is a famous admiral from the same Joseon Dynasty. 일단, 조선 시대에 대해서 조금 더 알려드릴게요. So first, let me give you some background information about the Joseon Dynasty. The Joseon Dynasty began in 1392 and it ended in 1897. 조선은 이성계가 반란을 일으키고 이기며 조선이란 국가가 탄생했습니다. So the Joseon Kingdom is born when General 이성계 starts a coup d'etat and wins. And he establishes this new kingdom called Joseon. And this marks the beginning of the Joseon Dynasty. And we talked about this a little bit last episode, so go ahead and listen to that if you want, and you haven't yet.
조선의 역사는 전기랑 후기로 나눠져요.
So 역사 is history. So 조선의 역사 is the history of the Joseon Kingdom.
전기 is early period, and 후기 is late period. 나눠진다 means divide.
So the history of Joseon is typically divided into the early period and late period.
나누는 기준은 임진왜란입니다.
So 나누는 기준. So the 기준 means standard. So the standard we use to divide this point in history into two is called 임진왜란.
근데 임진왜란은 도대체 무엇인가요?
So what exactly is 임진왜란? Well, first, a quick note that it is crucial to know 임진왜란 in order to learn about Admiral 이순신, which is the topic of today. So let's talk about it.
임진왜란은 1592년부터 1598년까지 이어진 전쟁입니다.
So 임진왜란 is a 전쟁, and 전쟁 means war, and it lasted from the year 1592 to 1598.
7년간 조선과 일본 사이에 일어난 전쟁이었죠.
So it was a war between Joseon, the Joseon Kingdom, and 일본, which is Japan, for 7 years. And this war is one of the most famous wars in Korean history, and also is pretty important in the history of East Asia. Why?
Well, 지원군을 파병한 명나라부터 패전 후 내전에 들어간 일본. 동아시아 전체에게 아주 큰 영향을 끼쳤습니다.
So, 지원군을 파병하다. So, 지원군 is supporting soldiers. So, when a nearby country goes into war, a country might send these supporting soldiers to help them fight the war. And that's exactly what 지원군 is. And it comes from 지원하다, which is to like support or to supply.
파병하다 means to dispatch.
So, 명나라, which is the Ming Dynasty of China, sent supporting soldiers. They sent soldiers to help fight this 임진왜란 war. And 패전 후 내전에 들어간 일본.
So 패전 is defeat and 후 is afterwards. And 내전 is internal wars. So after this war, Japan actually started a civil war and turned against each other. And this is why we say that the war Imjin Weran had a huge influence in East Asia as a whole during the 16th century. Both present-day China, the Ming Dynasty, and Japan, and of course Korea, were all affected by this.
동아시아 전체에게 아주 큰 영향을 끼쳤습니다. So 동아시아 is East Asia. 동 is East, and 아시아 is just Asia.
And 전체에게 is means like as a whole, and 영향을 끼치다 is to have an influence. So this Imjin Weran war had a very big influence throughout all of East Asia. So first, let's talk about how the war started.
1592년, 도요토미 히데요시는 일본 전국을 통일했습니다.
So, in 1592, or 1592년, the samurai called Toyotomi Hideyoshi unified all of Japan.
일본 전국을 통일했습니다.
So remember, 일본 is Japan in Korean, and 전국 is like the entire country. And 통일했습니다 comes from 통일하다, which means to unite or unify. So he succeeds in unifying all of Japan into one country. And some say that after unifying Japan, he wanted to appease internal dissatisfactions by expanding Japanese territory, which is why he attacked the Korean Peninsula. But some sources also point out that he had been hoping to gain more land in the Korean Peninsula and also in present-day China for a very long time. But regardless, in the year 1592, the war finally begins.
일본은 대규모의 군함을 이끌고 조선을 공격합니다.
So 대규모 is like large scale, and 군함 is warships, and 공격하다 is to attack. So Japan takes a huge number of warships and attacks 조선, this Korean kingdom. And also, remember that Japan is an island, so many of these battles were going to be fought in the sea, since Japan sailed soldiers and weapons on warships to the Korean Peninsula. So while Japan generally brought more warships into the naval battle, and they also had muskets and guns that the Joseon army didn't have, the warships of Joseon were technologically more advanced. So let's talk about the famous turtle ship, or 거북선.
거북선은 판옥선을 기본으로 한 조선시대의 군함입니다.
So 거북선 was a warship modeled after the 판옥선, which was the typical warship that was used by the Joseon army. And this 거북선 was super, super effective in war. And it was called the 거북선 because there was a turtle head attached to the front of the ship. And 거북 means turtle in Korean. So these naval battles with ships like the 거북선 is where Admiral Easington comes into the story. As an admiral of the Navy, he fought in 23 out of 26 sea battles during the Imjin Weran War.
그는 대단한 장군이었습니다.
So Easington was truly an amazing admiral.
명량 해전에서는 12척의 배로 133척의 일본 수군을 대파시키고 이겼습니다.
So during the sea battle of Myeongryang, which we call Myeongryang Haejeon, and this is because Haejeon is like sea battle and Myeongryang is the place, so we call it the sea battle of Myeongryang or Myeongryang Haejeon. So during this battle, Admiral Easington had 12 warships. In comparison, Japan had 133 warships and at least 200 support like smaller ships. But Admiral Easington managed to destroy 31 warships and actually ended up winning this battle without getting a single one of his warships completely destroyed. So can you imagine facing an enemy that's like 10 times larger than you and winning against them? Because that's exactly what the situation was. And in most of the 23 battles that Admiral Easington fought in, he was outnumbered and rarely had enough supplies. But the fact that he still won goes into show what a skilled leader and strategist Easington was, and this is why we consider him to be one of the greatest leaders and strategists in general in Korean history.
하지만 26 해전들 중에서 가장 유명한 게 바로 노량 해전입니다.
So out of the 26 sea battles that were fought during the Seven-Year War, the most famous is 노량해전. 임진왜란 중 바다에서의 마지막 싸움이었죠. So the Battle 노량해전 was also the last naval battle of the 임진왜란 War. 이순신 장군의 전략 덕분에 일본군들은 후퇴하기 시작했습니다. So 전략 is strategy, 덕분에 is thanks to, and 후퇴하다 is to retreat. So thanks to 이순신's clever strategies, the Japanese Navy actually retreated during this battle.
하지만 이순신 장군은 총알에 맞았습니다.
But unfortunately, Admiral 이순신 was hit by a bullet. 총알에
맞았습니다.
So 총알 is a bullet and 맞다 is to be hit by. So he was hit by a bullet.
싸움이 급하니 내가 죽었다는 말을 하지 말라 라는 유언을 남기고 숨을 거두었습니다.
So what that means in English is that 싸움이 급하니. So 싸움 is a fight and battle, or it could mean battle. And 급하다 is urgent and important.
내가 죽었다는 말을 하지 말라.
So 죽다 is to die and 말을 하지 말라 is to don't tell or don't say.
유언을 남기고.
So 유언 is last words.
숨을 거두다 means to pass away.
So it's like to die but in a more respectful way. So basically Admiral 이순신 said, don't tell my soldiers that I'm dying since this battle is very important. And he said this right before he passed away. And Admiral 이순신 knew that if his soldiers learned that he was dying or dead, they would become distracted from the fighting since he's the top leader of this entire battle. And that means that Joseon could possibly lose the war.
이순신의 아들과 조카가 그를 숨기고 조카 이완이 이순신의 자리를 대신했습니다.
So after General 이순신 died, his son and nephew who were with him at the battle hid him in a cabin of the ship so that the general's body wouldn't be discovered or seen by any other soldiers who were fighting. Then his nephew, Iwan, wore his battle armor and he went out, and this was so that the other soldiers would think that Admiral 이순신 was still alive and they would continue fighting for victory. They would see his battle armor and know that's the general, and they would have no doubts about 이순신 being dead or alive. But unfortunately, he did pass away during this battle. And I know some of you guys are thinking, this sounds like a really dramatic movie scene. But none of these stories is just a legend. They're all actual historical events.
진짜 역사입니다.
And Joseon ended up winning this battle, 노량해전, when Admiral 이순신 died. And it is said that after the battle was over, all the soldiers and allies, such as the Chinese Admiral Chen Lin, were incredibly sad to hear about in 이순신's death. And after this final sea battle, Joseon did end up winning the entire 임난왜전 war, and they did defeat Japan. And while there was a lot of destruction and deaths, Joseon did manage to defend the land, in part thanks to Admiral 이순신 for his leadership and sacrifice during these sea battles.
이 에피소드를 듣고 이순신은 정말 유명하고 우리 역사에 중요한 사람이었다는 것을 느꼈으면 해요.
So I hope you learned a lot more about 이순신. Some of you guys might have heard his name if you've studied Korean history before. And he's a very famous and important figure in Korean history.
이순신 장군님은 오늘 서울 세종대로에 가면 그를 기념한 동상이 보입니다.
So if you visit Sejongdaero in the city of Seoul, which is the capital of South Korea, you can find the statue of Admiral 이순신. And this is to honor him and his contribution to the country. So 서울에 가면 꼭 찾아보세요. So make sure to check it out if you ever go to Seoul. 그럼 들어주셔서 감사합니다. So thanks for listening, and make sure to leave any suggestions for future episodes in the episode suggestion form, which is linked in the description.
그럼 다음 주에 다시 만납시다. Then see you all next week. 감사합니다.